Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. My name is Brad Brown, and we're going to be chatting some biking on this edition of the podcast, things you can do to get better on the bike. And we have a returning guest once again, Kelly O'Mara, joining us. Look forward to sharing some of her biking tips on the podcast today. Don't forget that this edition of the podcast is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Elevate your ride. The ultimate indoor training experience is here. The Kicker indoor bike trainer is now more compatible than ever and is designed to work with Wahoo's newest innovation, the Kicker Climb. The world isn't flat. Now, neither is your ride. To find out more, get to thekonaedge.com/indoor or simply text the word indoor to 44222. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website. Okay, that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some cycling now here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to California to catch up with Kelly O'Mara. Kelly, welcome onto the Kona Edge. You mentioned in our first chat that you could ride a bike, but you've had to learn lots about it. In the three disciplines, how would you rate your bike? Is it up there? Is it your worst? What's the story?
It's probably my worst right now, but it's definitely... I tore a muscle in my foot a month or so ago, so I couldn't run. So I did a lot of biking, so that helped. That improved my biking some. I actually literally didn't ride a bike from when I was like 9 to when I was 19. Like, did not at all like get on a bike. It was a fight I had with my parents, and I was like, fine, I won't ride bikes. So I really had no idea how I had trouble. So it took a little like a learning process to get going again.
As far as getting better on the bike, what are some of the things you've done that you think have really moved the needle on your performance on the bike?
Oh, that's an interesting question. We do a lot of like tempo efforts, a lot of like this kind of nailing Ironman pace and half Ironman pace. But what's been really interesting for me has been the stuff that's like the high end stuff, especially like in the spring, winter, or like early season, we'll do a lot of, you know, all out 3 minutes for an hour type of, I mean, not like, you know, with a minute break or whatever, or all out 5 minutes for an hour, or 30 second sprints followed by like 5 minutes, whatever, that kind of thing. And seeing the improvement on those, because when you like, then you're, don't quote me on the science here, right? Like, I'm not 100% confident on training physiology, but what I have noticed is that when you are kind of improving your top end, and it's really, really hard, it does seem to help and translate to kind of the longer, to the lower end, the longer stuff too. So.
Absolutely. As far as the gear and gadgets, we mentioned in our first chat that it's, I mean, when you first get into triathlon, it can be very intimidating. Everyone's got this thing that fits on that bike and this group set. Are you big into the gadgets? Are you, let's just ride it.
My husband's kind of our gear person. I mean, I got a very fancy new bike this year, a Diamond. And I needed, up till then, I was literally riding like the bike that I bought, like my second bike ever, my first time, like, you know, and it was a problem. It was definitely slowing me down. So I have a very nice bike now, and it's super fancy. And so that's been like a really big improvement. But then other than that, my husband's kind of he's very into the, like, which tires have the best rolling resistance, which tubes, what gears. So
I was going to ask you to name all the components, but I'm taking it. You just ride it. He sets it up. You ride it.
I just ride it. No, I mean, I know. It's like a Durace. I have a DI2. It's all, you know, it's fancy. It's a very nice bike.
Is it fast?
Yeah. I mean, because I rode my old bike the first race of the year, because I didn't have the whole new one totally set up. And then I rode my new Diamond, and I mean, I was doing the same watts and I went faster. So I'm like, I think it works. It's a thing.
You talk about watts. I'm taking you trained to power.
Yes. I think power is actually pretty important. I mean, I know there's like kind of this backlash right now of people being like, you just need to feel how you feel, which is fine. Once you know, like, if you train with power and heart rate all the time, then you do learn that, and then you can go by feel, because you know, like, I know my half pace inside out now, right? But that took a long time. And so I actually think, I mean, just training off power and not having, like, you know, the other, like, cadence, heart rate would necessarily make sense, but I do think having, like, all of them is actually pretty valuable. I don't over obsess, right? Like, if I'm like, oh, my numbers were low today, I'm just like, well, that happened, like, whatever, it happened, right? There's definitely times I've like convinced myself, like, oh, it's probably not calibrated, I'm sure I'm better than this, which is like never the case. But I do think power is pretty important, especially on the bike. Yeah. People, it's just, there's too many factors. There's the wind and there's hills and there's too many factors that when you're just going off, I mean, heart rate is pretty decent, but there's a lag. And I see people, like, I train with other people, and they're going off just heart rate. And I see them go really hard on the first one and then, like, way easier on the second one. Like, it happens. And then the people that go off speed, like, oh, my God, how do you even do that? You must be, like, so confused all the time.
you mentioned one of the differences with racing pro and sort of going after people. It does power help with that, knowing what your numbers are? And if you look down and you 20 or 30 watts over what you should be doing, do you listen to that or do you still go? Is it one of those things that you have to push through and see what happens?
It's an interesting question, because one of the arguments people make about not racing with power is they're like, well, you just have to go with the group, like, you just have to respond, which is fine, but I think power still helps you make those decisions. But again, like, you do have to have kind of multiple measures, right? Like, multiple indicators, because it helps, right? If you're just like, oh, I'm just going to hit this power, I'm just going to stay exactly this, and then, you know, a group's going by and you decide not to go with them because it's, you know, 5 watts higher than you, like, that's dumb, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's not a good decision. So you have to kind of have a range. But like, I did Santa Cruz a few weeks ago, and it was very close. It was just like a very close together race. And so there was like a group of girls, and I was going like, significantly harder than my half watts. And I knew that, but I also was looking at them and they were starting to ride away from me. And I was like, I know what they're doing. I know they're going to blow up. And sure enough, like, some of the, like, I caught them late, right? Like, so it helps, because you can be like, okay, I can do this for a little while, or like, this is within my range, or, well, like, I just don't think they can do that, or like, I don't think I can do that and stay with them. Like, it helps you make those, it can get in your head, you can make bad decisions, obviously, but I think it helps.
User error is not built into those things, unfortunately. Kelly, as far as favorite workouts, what do you absolutely love doing on the bike?
Right now, I'm so over biking. I mean, I do like, I have liked the, we do a, like the 3 minute all out, you know, 12 by 3 minutes or 10 by 5 minutes, which is really hard, but I do think it helps a lot. Those are kind of my favorites. We were doing these crazy, like, 30 second sprint workouts, hill sprints, back in the spring. Oh my God, I thought I was going to throw up. I like literally like thought I was going to throw up while I was trying to, you know, when you hit the top of the 30 second hill, you're trying to turn around and come back down. awful. But that it's, you know, it's interesting. So.
And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, apparently. Kelly, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today on the Coneator. Look forward to talking about your run next time out.
Yeah.
This episode of the Kone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much to our guest on this edition of the Kone Edge. Kelly, much appreciated. We look forward to finding out what you've done on the run in a week and a bit from now. And that's it for this edition. Don't forget, if you'd like to be in touch, you can reach out via social media or simply pop me an email. It is brad@thekoneedge.com. It comes straight into my inbox, and I love hearing from athletes around the world. So do be in touch. That's brad@thekoneedge.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kone Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kone Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekoneedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.